to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth. Instead of dividing them with lies, we're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. Happy Easter. I hope you had an amazing Easter.
Amazing.
Reflect on your life and be grateful for overcoming. I forgot something. I'll do it now, but let me tell you this. One line open at 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. Brand new biblical question, brand new. What connects you with the physical world? What connects you with the physical world? Amazing question, right? What connects you with the physical world? Be of it, be in it, but not of it. You must overcome the world. What connects you with that physical world? We have, if you're busy and you're not able to sit and watch the show, you can podcast later, of course, but you could be listening while doing whatever it is that you're doing, no matter what, busy, working out, laying up at a beach, or whatever. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 641-793-1500, 641-793-1500. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com. I forgot to mention in the first hour that every Monday, we take all calls from everybody to deal with all issues, but Monday is Female Monday, you give the ladies, they call in, we give them first choice on Mondays. I go right to their calls. But I take all calls. So I forgot to mention in the first hour that today is Monday, and it is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Yeah, what a mess. Wake up, America. It is time to wake up. Let me go back to Winston. A first-time caller out of New York, having a little problem with his phone. Winston, you're on the air. Let's try it again.
Yeah. Can you hear me better, Jesse?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I had to move my ear a little closer to the phone.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to get right into it. Jesse, I've been noticing, and I agree with quite a few things you say, and actually, you're right. But I want to give you the answer as to why. And I happen to be black, by the way.
You black?
Why?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Why the behavior of our people is the way it is. We get violent. We get angry. The young boys have the spirit of their mothers. Everything, basically, you see, I couldn't agree with you more. But now there's a reason. And my research has not only in this situation, always, even as a child, as a little boy, I wanted to ask my grandmother who reared me and my brothers and sisters, after my mother passed, why things happen the way they happen. And she just couldn't really give me an answer, bless her heart. But I searched and prayed. And here's the answer to that question, why we are the way we are with the violence and want to do this and want that. It's in the scriptures as well. We are in mourning. We're in sadness as a people. And if you read one biblical verse, well, it's really two, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15 through 68, which is 53 verses, and it shouldn't take person that long to read 53 verses.
That's talk about the curses, right?
Yeah, exactly. And let me spill over to some things that a lot of people don't know. Now, it spills over into Exodus chapter 12, verse 40 to 46. Now, what you don't see in that biblical verse when they speak of the 430 years of people will do, they don't show you the breakdown, increments, three compartments, not all in one lump sum. In America, America is great. America was used for a very special purpose. Praise God for that. And it was to house the children of Israel. Now, just hear me out here. Now, look at no one, and in my some 30 years of research, no one have never denied this. I said, well, look at it. You got 430. Why not an even 500? You're looking at 300 years of chattel slavery with the chains, 100 years of legalized segregation, colored and white, separate and equal, and 30 years of social integration as we know it. That's your 430. Plus, they said the children of Israel will wander in the wilderness, hills and wilderness of what? North America, the North American continent. That's fine. All that stuff. Oh, by the way, slavery was absolutely correct. But let me finish. Now they would wander for 40 years. So the end of the prophecy started on April 1st, 1555, and ended April 1st, 1985. I have it all documented. And now the 40-year part of it is started April 1st, 1985, coming up, closing April 1st, there they go to April 1st again, 2025, which is next year. Now, the bottom line to that whole scenario is four men would lead America into four stages of social maturity development. Now, I'm going to name them all, okay? You ready? John Hawkins, the slave trader, wonderful job, marvelous job. He did what he had to do, no complaints. Abraham Lincoln, legalized segregation, regardless of whether he wanted to sign that bill or not, he did it. Prophecies behind all of this, not man. And then Martin Luther King, social integration. No, he didn't mess up. He was supposed to lead us into the third segment and final segment of that 430 years. And with all humility, I must say, Winston Michael Ray, that's me, who will lead us into socioeconomic dependency. Now, I know time won't allow me to get
Michael,
it,
let me do this. Michael, let me ask. I mean, not Michael, but Winston. Are you one of the black Muslim, black Israelite people?
No, I'm a researcher. I try to stay away from all of the. I'm answering your question. I try to stay away from all the religions because you get caught. But I'm a researcher. In fact, when I was in college at LSU, my major was sociology, and I kind of take the Dr. King approach. I try to leave as much emotional.
Well, because of
but let me say this.
Because of time, I agree with you that the blacks are cursed, except for those who are starting to overcome the curse. Why is it that black people were better off before the civil rights movement, so-called civil rights, which no such thing as civil rights, but why were the blacks better off? They were independent individuals. They worked hard. They owned land. Hold on, Weston. They owned land. They only looked to God as their leaders. They didn't have no black leaders over them, lying to them. They didn't think in groups. They had family. Why were the blacks better off before the so-called civil rights movement when they joined forces and started to identify as black? Why were they better off then than they are today?
Well,
because they were free. They were free back then, but they're not free now. In short, well, and because of time, why?
Okay, then let me answer that. In some cases, they were better off, and in other cases, they weren't. I mean, you can't, you know, but keep in mind, now, this is all of the prophecy. So no man is to blame because our people were disobedient to Almighty God.
But even back then, black people didn't think of themselves as our people or as black or as a group. And black people back then treated everyone, white, non-white, everybody the way that they would like to be treated. They had love in their hearts. They had love in their hearts, but the blacks don't have. Hold on, Winston. The black people had love in their heart back then, and as a result, they were free people, but they have no love now, and they're enslaved. Why is that?
Well, let me answer. Let me kind of dive in there. You had some hidden resentment, and let me say this before I go any further.
You had some what?
Let me answer you real quick. I think this will clarify everything, this one statement. I want you, as well as I gave to your producer, to go to my TikTok.
Write down his information. I'm not going to let him promote it, and we don't know what he's doing. Calandra is out of Tennessee. Calandra, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello. Good morning, Jesse and Cruz.
Good morning, Calandra. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you and everybody.
Thank you.
Yes. I was just calling. Hey, first I want to do counseling session with you. I did it over online, so I was just trying to see, you know, the next availability for that.
Oh, you have to call the office for that at 323 782-1980, and they will set it up for you. I don't know what the schedule is.
Okay.
Because we've been really, really booked, but we'll get you in. Call the office and set it up.
Yes,
and the office
will be doing
is open
today.
From 9 a.m. Pacific time to 4 p.m. East Pacific time.
Okay, I will do that today. I will definitely do that today on my lunch break.
All right.
But I called last week because I needed some advice, some sound advice, because last week was a very hard week, and the thoughts were, like, intense. Very, very intense, and it's like, you know, I'm just ready to grow. I'm ready to just be strong in that. It's just, it's a lot. It's a lot. I guess, you know.
When you say it's a lot, what's a lot?
It's a lot. The thoughts are a lot.
In what way are they a lot?
When I say they're, kind of use that word, overwhelming in a sense. They're a lot.
In what way are they overwhelming?
How they're overwhelming?
Yeah.
I guess the worry from the thoughts. And you said something, I think it was Sunday, you said if you worry, you're the devil, or if you fear, a lot of fear, you're the devil. And I think that's probably it. So that means I'm the devil.
Fear is of the devil. And any human that has fear is the devil.
Yeah.
So the thoughts are overwhelming you with fear or something else?
It's with fear. Majority of fear.
And why do you believe that the thoughts are yours and that you are the thoughts? Why are you still believing that?
I don't believe. I believe, but I don't.
Do you believe it?
Yeah, I believe
you can't. I don't believe it, but I don't. Either you do or you don't.
I do.
And why do you believe that you are your thoughts after all this time? Why do you still believe in that?
And that's the crazy part. I don't know. I was like, man, I understand what Jess is saying now. Like, you like black and slow. Yeah, that's. It's like, why is this not working for me? I don't know if it's not working for me or what, but
you don't know what's not working.
If I'm overcoming, but I don't dwell in that. I just literally just do my silent prayer, and you know, and just try not to you know, the show must engage. They're just loud, Jesse. They're just loud.
And
they're just very loud.
When you say they are just very loud, who are just very loud?
The not me. The spirits that have made a home in my mind.
Right. You're right about that. And knowing that, why are you still overwhelmed by them? Why aren't you just watching them and not calling them you, and just stay conscious of them so you can go through the hell that you must go through in order to die and live spiritually?
Yeah, and I'm...
No,
and,
that was a question. That was,
that is, it is, and I'm going to answer it. I say they aren't mine, but I guess I'm not conscious. You know, I don't know if it's just anxiety. Not my, I don't have anxiety, but the anxiety... You know, yeah. That's why I need to talk to you, Jesse. Because I do, because I'm doing the silent prayer, and you know, morning and night, you know, trying my best to stay present every day and things like that. I don't know if it's just, I don't know if it's me or if it's literally just everything is, you know, Satan himself.
How would God save you from your hell if you don't allow the hell to happen so you can go through it? How would he save you from it?
Well, maybe I'm just trying to, I think what I don't want to do is endure the pain, but, you know, I've endured the pain all my life. And I guess just, you know, the knowing that, you know, I don't know. Yeah.
But when you say, I don't want to endure the pain, who are you speaking of?
So that was another thing you said. I think her name was Mimi. She said it. When you say something, she kind of referred to what Jesse says. And I do that, too. So I want to actually just stop. So my body, like the pain in my body. Even though it's not my body. I feel the pain, Jesse. I feel the pain.
I know what you mean. You're right. You do feel the pain in your body, but you're not feeling the pain in you. It's in the body. Why are you identifying with the body?
Yeah, because I can't.
No, that was a question.
Because I'm slow. I'm trying. I don't know.
What do you mean I'm slow?
Because I'm not conscious enough to, you know, and I'm not conscious enough. You know, I'm not, I feel like I'm not conscious enough. I'm not present.
How do you know enough. You're not conscious enough?
Because I feel it get to me.
But how do you know it's due to a lack of consciousness?
Because if I was conscious and in my presence and aware, I wouldn't be. You know, letting it get to me, let it get the best of me.
And how do you know, if that is true or not, what you just said?
Because it's something bigger than myself. I just have to have faith.
So then if you know it's due to a lack of consciousness, why don't you be conscious?
Yeah.
No, that was a question.
It is a question. Jesse. You're right. You're right.
No, that was
you're
a
right.
question.
It is. It's just. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what am I doing wrong? Like
you
I'm,
just
I'm,
said, it was due to a lack of consciousness. If you know that it's a lack of consciousness, why don't you be conscious?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, with a lot, with me. And I don't want to use no. I don't want to have no excuses or anything like that. I truly don't know, Jesse. I don't know, Jesse. Sorry, fire truck coming by.
Are you out on the highway?
I'm actually at work, and I'm doing the bulletin board this morning, so it feels so great out here. So that's why I'm going to go slow, and I'm going to call Uncle Jesse this morning so I can talk to him. So, yes. It's just me. It's just me, Jesse. And
what just
I
you?
Know.
What just you?
Because I'm not – I need to slow down. I know I need to slow down.
What do you mean by that?
Because I worry.
And who is the I that's doing the worrying?
But not me. But
so why do you call it I?
I know.
No, that's a question.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not aware enough, I guess. I guess I'm just not aware enough. And that's what, you know. Yeah, that's where it is. I'm not aware enough.
It's not you.
Catch the thought.
There's no such thing as I worry. You're not the worries. There's not. You have never worried in your whole life. You are still identified with a fate. We identify with evil and calling it you.
Possibly,
there's no such
yeah.
thing as calendar worrying. The real you cannot worry. It's impossible.
Absolutely true.
But how do you know that's true if you're worrying?
Because I know it's something else. I've on the other side of this, I know God didn't. He didn't want us to suffer.
Who is us?
Know? He didn't want us to suffer.
Who is us?
Right.
No, that was a question.
I'm going to answer. He didn't want us to suffer like this.
Who is the us?
The people that suffer.
How about you? Yes. He doesn't want you to suffer.
Yes, he don't want me to suffer.
And then why yes, do you don't. Suffer then?
Because
why do you even think that you are suffering? You're not even suffering. Why are you associated with suffering? None of those things are you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your body. You're not your loneliness. You're not your so-called suffering. You're not the pain in your body. You're not depression. You're not the suicidal thoughts. You're not anything. Why are you identifying with them by calling them I or me?
Yeah, because I guess myself just has went through it my whole life, and this is new, and I'm still.
You're not saying anything. You're like starting to say something, then you go to start to say something else, and then you go to start to say something else. Why are you calling, everything that you're calling you is not you, and it's keeping you in hell because you still identify with everything that's not you?
Could it be my belief? Yeah, definitely.
No, because anyone that believes are worshiping the devil.
Yeah.
You believe in the devil, that's for sure.
Yeah, but that's not right.
Why is it not right?
Yeah, because, you know, it's not right.
What's not right?
Me.
I'm sorry?
it's me, Jesse. It's definitely me.
What's you?
It's... Because I'm letting it get to me.
And how are you letting it get to you?
Because I keep believing the thoughts, and I keep believing the pain.
And when you find yourself doing that, why not relax in it and suffer?
When you say relax in it, just be quiet, correct?
Yeah, be quiet, watch it, and quietly suffer the hell so that God can take you through the hell and make you free. Because none of the things, the one thing I can absolutely assure you, none of the things that you're thinking or feeling are you at all. It's all hell, but you think it's you, and that's what's been keeping you in hell. You keep calling it all your life, ever since your mother traumatized you, you believe that it's you. And you're reacting as though it is you. And when you react, the devil loves it because he can live in you. He and all his little identity demons can live in you and make you think it is you. But once you stop believing it's you, even when it's hard, I know it's hard not to believe that it's you, right, in the beginning. But the fact that you can even ask God to give you more light in that darkness. Hey, God, give me more. Even though you don't know who God is and you don't believe in God at all, you can still ask for help and help will come. But you got to stop overreacting because it's the overreaction that gives life to evil to make a home in you.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. And when those thoughts do come, I have a habit of, because before I started, you know, watching, you know, listening to you and watching you and doing a silent prayer, I used to, when the thoughts come, the negative thoughts, I used to quickly just shut them down so quickly, like.
Right.
Yeah, so, but now it's, yeah. But
you're not completing you're not completing your statement. You're doing like, yeah, but not, yeah.
Yeah, I do that. Yeah, I do that a lot.
Complete your statement.
Like before I started listening to you, I used to just shut the thoughts down, you know, just like that. But now it's like, I've met you, you come into my life with the silent prayer and everything. Just a different perspective. It's literally... It's hard because I don't sit in them, you know, because I just be on the go or, you know, I don't know. Like when I'm at school, like I work for the school board now. I told you about that. And it's totally different than my other job. Where my other job where I could literally go to the back and just sit down for a couple of minutes. But now it's like I'm in the front office. So when you come in, you can just see my smiley face and everything. You know, and it's like, that's where I have to be. So it's like, there's no, on this job, there's no doing the silent prayer, except when I'm on my lunch break, of course.
Who told you that you have to have a smiley face at work?
Well, you know how business is, the world is. Smiley face and, you know, things like that. I smile, like, when I interact with the kids or, you know, with the adults.
Who told you that you have to do that?
Boss.
Your boss said you have to smile?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Friendly, smiley face.
Let's say you got to have a fake smile on your face. You could sit there smiling and inwardly be aware of the death of the ego. They don't have to know it. It's between you and God. You could sit there, just quietly notice that inwardly you're feeling the pain of fear and doubt and worry, insecurity, or loneliness, or so-called depression, all these fake name they've given you. You can sit there, still be conscious of what's happening on the inside of you, and no one can ever know but you and the Spirit of the Father.
Yeah. I will, yes. See, and that's the thing, you know, I would definitely, now that you said it, I just need some sound advice, and that's all, because I'm the only one that's, you know, that I know that is doing this. You know, stand on the narrow path and, you know, getting to know myself. You know, so it's like, you know, when I do tell a certain individual, just this one person, you know, he likes it, he enjoys it. He's like, oh, really? He'll get mad at me. Then I was like, I'm just going to stop talking to you about it, period.
Yeah, because it's like throwing... shrine peace, the truth. You don't want to do that. He doesn't want that. Stop sharing that with him.
Okay. Yeah.
You got to take this journey alone.
Okay. Yeah. And I can see that. Some moments, I have my moments where it's like, yeah, I can do it. And I'll be like, ooh, when the thoughts come and things like that, that's when it gets me, when the thoughts come.
Let me tell you this, and then I got to run. Yes. You can definitely set up a counseling appointment. We have the best counseling service, folks, by phone, Skype, or walk-in. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com, or 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. You got to just watch and inwardly suffer. And it's not you that's suffering, and the devil's going to scream and yell and... How long is this going to last? This is too hard. This is too rough. It's not you screaming. It's the evil darkness screaming inside of you. But you think that is you.
Yeah, and I think that. And I also think something else of myself. And I
hold on, Calandra. Hold on. Let me take a quick break. Hold on. And then I'm going to go to all the calls and super chat. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service. And I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. A couple of announcements. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV, you black, at 11 a.m. And at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. Did y'all catch the American Anchor Baby over the weekend? He was flying high on Friday off natural energy, not high off pot, not high off fentanyl, not high off alcohol or any form of drug, but natural love energy given to him by God. It's a podcast. It was amazing. And so he'll be up today at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. And for personal shout-outs, go to buymeacoffee.com. No, I'm sorry. For personal shout-outs, birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, hello, encouragement shout-outs, go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. All right, I do that myself. Also, you heard Calandra talk about counseling. I do the counseling. We have the best counseling service on this side of heaven, individual, family, or whatever, by phone, Skype, or walk-in, anywhere in the world. I literally counsel with men and women of all races and all ages around the world. So you can go to go to rebuildingaman.com, rebuildingaman.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And make a donation, folks, at both of those places. We're helping you, so help us to help others, all right? I do appreciate it. Let me go finish with Calandra. Calandra, are you still there?
I am.
You only have one problem. Hello?
Yes, yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay.
You only have one problem, that you still believe thoughts.
Yes.
You want to stop believing thoughts by watching them, and eventually you will have a thoughtless life. There will be no thoughts.
Yes.
You will live, walk in the light. Christ, I saw this movie last night, the Greatest Story Ever Told, I believe it was called. And Christ talked about how he came and he brought the light and that we must walk in the light. And when you're in your imagination, you're walking in the darkness. When you're in thoughts, you're walking in the darkness. But once you stop believing them by just watching them, then you will walk in the light, and the light will carry you just like the darkness has been carrying you in the darkness. The light will carry you, God, the truth, will carry you. Because we're not in control of anything. We can't carry ourselves. We can't change ourselves. We don't know what we want. We don't even know God. And but you will come to know once you doubt the lie. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything, except for practical thoughts.
I would definitely be. I wanted to say this, but I think I would leave it for our counseling session.
Okay.
But I appreciate it. So you say that I'm believing in thoughts, and that's what's keeping me in the hell. That's the problem with
every human being on earth until they start to realize, wake up to it. They are worshiping the devil and calling him God. The preachers, the politicians, the intellectuals, you got a lot of noise in the background, Kalina.
But
call me and set up a counseling appointment, all right?
I sure will. I appreciate you. Thank you for listening to me.
No problem. Anytime.
And y'all have a good rest of your day.
You too. 888-773-7773. Let me go to Satis, a first-time caller out of America. Satis, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Is it clear? Because I don't know. I'm using a Bluetooth headset right now.
You okay? If it's a problem, I'll let you know.
Thank you.
Okay. Any day now.
Yeah, is there anything you want to know about me before we get started with my question?
No.
Okay. You want to know how I found out about you?
Hold on a minute, buddy. I'm going to let Sean pick up so he can tell you how to get to your questions or comments, all right? Super Chat.
Super Chat. Chalice gave a couple of Cash App donations saying thanks.
Thank you.
As always.
Amazing. Yeah, thank you.
Bond JLP.
I appreciate your support.
Bond JLP on Cash App. Mac O'Leary bought 3 coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Hey, Jesse. Hake. All of my aunties and uncles, or aunties and uncles, were from Tuskegee. They did. My Uncle June talked like that caller. Couldn't understand a word he said. By the way, I went to family court for visitation, and the judge told me, sir, you just need to listen to her more, and ended it right there.
Amazing. Tuskegee used to be an amazing place. It really was, but now the black liberals are taking over, and some white liberals, it's not the same anymore. I remember the last time I went to visit Alabama, I went over to Tuskegee because, I was over there a lot growing up. And they were like, it's not the same anymore. Even the black students don't go for the classes like they used to. They have to have foreigners to come in to be doctors and all that. It has changed because the liberals have taken over. But it used to be an amazing place. Thank you.
Garrett bought 3 coffees. I've noticed since working on myself, I am being more real with people, which makes them nasty quick. Thank God it doesn't affect me anymore, and the ones that want the light stick around. Hope this is pithy enough. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Ryan B. bought a coffee. JLP, have you forgiven your mother for not letting you kiss Tony in his little dog coffin all those years ago?
Amazing. Thank you.
Ryan B. bought a coffee.
What now?
Seriously, thank you for shining the light on the truth and making us laugh day after day. Black strong arm emoji.
Thank you. Amazing. Stay with it.
Nathan Trevor bought 7 coffees. Nathan Trevor says, thank you, Bond. Right on.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thanks for helping us help others.
Bobby bought a Cash App donation. Bond JLP on Cash App.
Uh-huh.
Fellowship is so amazing.
Nice.
Applause emoji.
If you were not there yesterday or you didn't watch it live online, you can podcast the fellowship at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
That's right.
Rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Over on, where else am I? On Rumble, a Rumble rant from Lilypoo. Christ was crucified to forgive our sins of the world. Christ is risen on Easter Sunday to dwell on the kingdom forever and ever.
Amazing. Thank you.
Generous donations from Bobby and Lilypoo. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Evgeny Crosby with a couple of diamonds. Church with J.C. Lee Peterson on Easter Sunday. In one word, amazing.
I love the fellowship. I really like it when the people participate in it as well. Amazing. I learn a lot. Thank you.
XKO5X on Twitch. Dude, I love you. Platonically. LOL. Lots of laughs. Your thoughts and philosophies are so spot on frequently.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Piotr bought 5 coffees. Thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Amazing.
Amazing.
Thumbs up emoji. This is Trump.
Speaking of the great white hope.
Trump with his thumbs up. JLP with his thumbs up. And
amazing.
With his.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Mr. J bought a coffee. Mr. Sandman and I want to tell the whole crew, happy Easter. Church was amazing, JLP. I dressed Sandy up like a rabbit and made him hunt eggs like a human. Then we went to the dog spa, and he was so happy he licked me on the face after cleaning his butt. In all seriousness, great fellowship yesterday. Hey, Joel, Nick, Sean, JLP, and Hassan, love you all.
What a mess. Thank you.
Soul Conscious bought 5 coffees. Sorry. Jesse, Sunday's church was simply spectacular. Thank you.
Thank you. Amazing.
Sotirios bought our coffee. Happy Easter Monday to the JLP family. Amazing church yesterday. Quick question. Will you get back to the whole getting rid of your heroes homework? I have the theory that nobody did it because this community, you are everybody's hero. Superhero emoji. I have a hard time with it also, he says.
I had given the homework a couple weeks ago now, and I told the people to watch your heroes and how do you make people your hero, right? Something like that.
Get rid of your heroes. How many heroes do you have?
Yeah, something like that. And nobody did the homework.
Trust maybe no one. Trust no one.
I'm telling you. Did you know you were my hero? Everything I ever wanted to be. I can fly as a hero. You are the wind beneath my wings. Thank you. Thank God for you, my hero. Amazing.
Nice.
What a mess. You don't want any heroes. You don't want anything between you and what is right. That was Bette Miller, 1988. Wind beneath my wings. My wings. Amazing. Thank you.
WD41 with a diamond, no message. Thank you.
Thank you.
Coffee Talk with Sandra with a diamond. Starting Monday with these awesome men. God is good.
And his mercy endures forever. Thank you.
At this point, just call me Mike, bought a coffee. Wow, Jesse, the Amerifro is going up. Fire emoji.
That's right.
Now take my Canadian Communist Monday and capitalize it for me. Blue heart emoji. Salute emoji.
I have an Amerifro, not an Afro, but an Amerifro. At one time, I was cutting it off and just went bald head.
Yeah.
Because I thought I couldn't grow no any hair. And the barber was like, Jesse, you have hair. I'm like, really? So I thought, let me give it a try just to see what happens. And I'm just going to see what happens. What
the? Does it feel warmer?
Yeah.
Nice.
My hair definitely feels warmer. It's been cold in L.A., especially in the mornings. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it definitely helps.
Matthew.
What?
Matthew bought a coffee. My parents told me that I can get demons from watching horror movies, so obviously I watched all of them. Now as an adult, when I do the silent prayer, my brain replays all of those images inside my head. Maybe my parents had a point? LOL. Lots of laughs.
You can only get them, though, if you identify with them while watching the movie. But if you take a moment and look away from the movie instead of getting so and feeling the fear and whatever other movie, then you can't get them. But you got to stop identifying with them. Thank you.
The Key bought our coffee. Please advise Mr. Munchie he's going to need antibiotics, erythromycin. Hey, I knew that word. To treat the sty in each eye. I'm not a doctor, but I know a sty when I see one.
Who is Mr. Munchie?
It sounds like maybe I don't want to dox the person.
Oh.
But it sounds like somebody who had a sty.
Oh, and I would.
Maybe not.
Oh. Thank you. Amazing. You ever had a sty?
Yeah.
And what did you do for it?
Erythromycin.
Yeah, I think.
No, that, I don't know. I might have.
When I got them, I just let them come and go.
Go away by itself?
Yeah. We have a visitor.
Aries won with a couple of diamonds. No message. Thank you.
Thank you.
Gary donated on Bond JLP on Cash App. Shout out to everyone at Bond. Amazing.
Amazing.
WD41 with a Ninjagini on DLive. Thanks for the shows.
Thank you. Thanks for the support.
Charles Coffee. Hey, Jesse, I remember you said like doesn't have a meaning, but it does. Love is used for the spiritual and like is used for the practical. For example, God loves all and I don't like my haircut.
Okay, thank you. Amazing.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Thank you all. I do appreciate it, folks. We got a lot of work to do, and thank you. Especially the people, I thank everybody for helping us financially, but those I don't even have to mention it to. They're like, you know what, I'm going to give back. And also follow us on social media. Like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe. We are on JLP Talk on X, right?
Yes.
And Destin Lee Peterson on Instagram. I'm trying to think about this. And blah, blah, blah. Let me go back to Sarah Tease, a first-time caller in somewhere in America. Sarah Tease, go ahead. Let's try it again.
All right, I get it. Sorry for... So the question is, how do I convince an atheist that there is a God in one sentence or like the shortest amount of... the most concise thing I could say to convince them?
By not convincing them. You can't convince anyone of anything.
So it's their own journey is what you're saying.
Yes.
Every single time. And you can't worry about people like that. Is that what you're saying?
100%.
All right. Thank you. That's it.
Okay. Amazing. See that? Right to the point. I like that. 888-7753-773. Is it Anna? Ania. Ania out of Mississippi. Am I crooked letter, crooked letter, I crooked letter, crooked letter, I humpback, humpback. I is how you spell Mississippi. Ania, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Uncle Jesse.
How are you?
I don't know if you remember me or not, but...
Never ask a black man if he remembers.
Right, but I want to remind you anyway. I was the one that called you about the job, you know, if I should take it or not.
Okay.
It doesn't ring a bell. Well, anyways, I just want to give you an update on it that I did take the job.
Oh, nice.
And it turned out to be a good decision because now I was able to afford a place.
Right on.
Get out of my aunt's house. So that was the right decision. So thank you for helping me to make it.
Congratulations.
But originally, thank you. I originally called because I wanted to answer the biblical question.
What connects you with the physical world?
I think the primary or one of the primary things for me, especially as a woman, considering that it's female Monday, is my desire to be beautiful. And I've struggled heavily with that because I would look in a mirror and see flaws and hate myself for, or I'd feel like bad or that I need to do something about it to make myself feel better, to feel more beautiful. And now that I've learned that it's, I'm not my body and I'm not my thoughts, you know, I'm taking time out to kind of overcome that. So yeah, that's really what it was.
That's amazing.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Uncle Jim?
Here's what I think. You are so beautiful to me. You are so beautiful to me. I think that's amazing. And I want to respond to the biblical question, but I have to wait until... I have to wait until Sunday, but it's very, very interesting.
But do you have any ideas, like, on the whole beauty concept at all?
The only thing that's beautiful about the woman or anyone is the heart. When you don't have anger in your heart, there's nothing left but beauty. And you're on the right track. You're doing the right thing. So stay with the silent prayer, and you'll see what happens. You're on the right track. Do you still feel that way about yourself?
Yeah, it comes. It comes. Like, it's constant warfare internally about, you know, the way that I look. Because I was born with certain defects. And from a young child, when I became more self-conscious of myself, I kind of hated God, so to speak, for I thought he cursed me with these things. And I'm just kind of learning now to overcome, because the devil constantly reminds me. I'm just not looking in the mirror. I can't help but to see it.
Right.
And I feel this pain that I need to do something about it. But I know there's nothing I can do. I mean, this is something I was born with, so I can't get rid of it.
How old are you now?
I'm 22.
Oh, okay. I totally understand that as a young 22-year-old girl. I understand that. Here's what I want you to do. First of all, the people that tease you while growing up and the people that would try to hurt you with it even now, forgive them. They know not what they do. They have no love. They only have hate. And they want to draw you into their hateful world, because human beings' hearts are evil, and they are constantly roaming the earth to see who they can hurt to bring into their hell, and they call it life, all right? So forgive them. And when you do look in the mirror and you see it, don't call it you. Just see it without communication. And secondly, you are not your body. So don't identify with the body at all. Don't call it your look. Just imagine, I was born with a cleft palate. My lip was split in the middle. I had to grow up with that. I had a big head like my daddy. Can you imagine kids teasing me? But I come to realize that I had nothing to do with it. What the? And I'm not my body. So if you constantly remember that, you're going to be fine.
Yeah, thank you, Uncle Jesse.
Can you hold for me?
Yes.
All right, hold on. 888-7753. 773. Another hour to go. Hake is coming in with the hate news. Not the fake news, but the hate news. And I'll be back in a moment. Amazing!
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed, and I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
Hang out. whole lot of mess going on in the world. The bridge collapse update, weekend violence, severe weather, Ukraine aid, war welfare. This is the end of hour two already of the J.C. Lee Peterson Show, Monday, April 1st. Happy April Fool's Day, everybody. AD 2024, JLP will be right back to your calls. The lines are full, guys. But first, Hake News, not fake news. After the J.C. Lee Peterson Show, you can go to thehakereport.com to catch Hake live Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. And then Joelle Friday TV happening right after Hake. Catch Joelle Friday TV. Make sure you're subscribed to his YouTube channel as well as his IG. Follow him on IG. And then American Anchor Baby after that. American Anchor Baby on YouTube, Rumble, Gorgonzola on DLive, Gorgonzola on DLive and Twitch and other places. Nice. That bridge collapse. CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports. Crews are working to remove the first portion of the Baltimore Bridge wreckage, the starting point to a complicated, extensive cleanup process that could take weeks. This comes after a 213 million pound, 213 million pounds cargo vessel slammed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge last week, killing six construction workers, according to reports. Bodies of four victims have yet to be recovered, so they are assuming that they're killed. Pretty sure. Clearing the channel will allow the search for the missing victims to continue and reopen a port critical to the local and national economies. I don't know how critical, but it's somewhat critical, I guess they say. Authorities said that on Saturday. In the meantime, conditions in the water make it unsafe for drivers as pieces of the bridge remain submerged in a tangled mess, the Coast Guard said. And weekend violence, a suspect has been identified in the Nashville Easter shooting, according to CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, that left at least one person dead and seven others wounded. Police said the shooting was an isolated incident and occurred after an altercation between two men at a brunch. Sounds probably not white, but I don't know. Maybe it was white. I haven't looked into this story at all. Who knows? Separately, at least seven children between the ages of 12 to 17, minors anyway, right, were wounded in a shooting Saturday night in downtown Indianapolis. Also sounds black, but I could be wrong. Maybe it's white or Hispanic or even Asian or Jewish, where a large group was gathered near a mall. See, so said police. All the wounded children, or minors, I should say, were taken to a local hospitals in stable condition. The third week in a row, the Indianapolis police have responded to a mass shooting, prompting more officers present downtown. More than 50 million people across central and eastern United States are under severe weather threats today, says CNN, Commie Nonsense Network. Forecasts show possible tornadoes, large hail, damaging wind gusts in parts of Texas and Oklahoma and Missouri. Missouri? The main area of interest today stretches from northeastern Texas to western Indiana, where the Storm Prediction Center has an enhanced risk for severe storms, or level 3 of 5 in place. By Tuesday, the storm system will shift east and bring similar dangers to other major cities. An enhanced risk for severe storms later this week expected from northern Alabama to southern Ohio, including Nashville, Louisville, Lexington, and Fayette. Lexington-Fayette, Kentucky. What a mess. Ukrainian forces would have to cede further territory to Russia if the United States military aid does not arrive soon, says CNN. President Volodymyr Zelensky warned that in his latest appeal to U.S. Congress, apparently. A $95 billion international aid package sitting unapproved in the beautiful house, which includes $60 billion for Ukraine. What a mess. More than a month since it was passed in the Senate. Volodymyr Zelensky, not a Christian, warned that the lack of aid was urgent and could endanger Ukraine's major cities. Representative Mike Lawler, a moderate Republican from New York, expressed optimism Sunday that a vote on funding Ukraine's war effort could land on the House floor when members return from recess next month, or this month, I mean. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 3.